Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Secure ID News Podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. It's time to celebrate the winners of the 2020 Women in Biometrics Awards. This annual awards program recognizes the innovative women boosting security by guiding biometrics technology around the globe. Mei An is one of those women. She's a computer scientist with NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology. She works in the Image Group, which develops standards, measurement methods, and best practices for biometrics. Her career began at Lockheed Martin in the Engineering Leadership Development Program.
There, I had the opportunity to do rotations across different business units and projects, and I also got my master's degree. I was at Lockheed for about 7 years, and then I decided it was time for something different. So I got a job interview with Booz Allen Hamilton, but the interview was for a guest researcher position with a biometrics group at a government research facility called NIST. The person who interviewed me at NIST about 10 years ago was Patrick Grother, who is an internationally recognized leader in the field of biometrics. But at the time, I had no idea who he was. I had zero biometrics background, but I still ended up getting the job. And that's sort of how I started in the biometrics industry.
An's first role at NIST involved developing software for a large-scale iris recognition evaluation. About 6 months into the job, the Booz Allen contract that funded her role at NIST ended unexpectedly due to funding issues. Soon after that, she was hired by the MITRE Corporation as a scientist working in their biometrics group.
At MITRE, I was part of a team that worked with the FBI to develop a tattoo data set and a set of use cases that could be used to evaluate tattoo recognition technology. At the time, there were, no common data sets or protocols to evaluate and develop operationally relevant tattoo recognition applications. So the goal was to create something that could help spur research and development in this area. But little did I know that the tattoo work that I did at MITRE would set me up for a bigger program that I would end up running at NIST a few years later. So after a few months of being at MITRE, the group that I worked for at NIST established an arrangement for me to actually come back to NIST as a part-time guest researcher. And then shortly after that, I became a full-time scientist at NIST. I recall one of the first projects as a full-time NIST employee was running a large-scale evaluation project on facial age estimation, where we measured the accuracy of software algorithms that estimated the age of a person in a photo. So I ran age estimation algorithms on over 7 million digital photos and published a public report on the outcomes of that test. And then subsequently, as I had mentioned about the tattoo work I did at MITRE, I ended up leading a large-scale tattoo recognition evaluation leveraging the previous work that I had done at MITRE in collaboration with the FBI. And one of the major outcomes of the tattoo recognition program was producing best practices to improve tattoo collection, with goals to improve the quality of the images collected operationally to support tattoo recognition. So the outcomes of that were, best practice documents and material that are now being used by law enforcement in their training processes.
An was becoming an integral part of the face recognition evaluation activities at NIST. She's participated in various U.S. government efforts conducting research on the capability of face recognition algorithms to correctly recognize faces under different operational conditions.
But as the performance and the deployment of face recognition technology started ramping up in the past 3 years, there was an increasing number of technologies surfacing aimed to defeat or exploit vulnerabilities in face recognition systems. So one of the vulnerabilities is what we call face morphing, where an attacker actually morphs or merges photos of two different people into a single image. And if that image gets onto like an identity credential, such as a passport, it can be used by both people because modern face recognition algorithms will authenticate and match images of both people to the morphed photo. So it's a bit of a vulnerability at the moment. So in 2018, I started the NIST FRVT Morph program. And the goal there was to assess whether morphed images could be detected using software algorithms and sort of how well they work.
The face morphing issue was brought to NIST's attention by the Department of State. With no data or standards for testing morph detection capabilities, An had to build an evaluation capability at NIST from the ground up, establish collaborative relationships with international organizations working on the morphing problem, and work with the Department of State, which helped fund the data development and collection. An sees the work she's doing now in face recognition evaluation, particularly in face morphing, as her most significant contribution to the biometrics field.
So I'm running this ongoing face morph detection program that, you know, looks at the accuracy of morph detection software over multiple data sets of escalating difficulty. So there's your easy morphs, and then there's your harder morphs. The outcomes of this testing, you know, informs organizations around the world, because there are a number of entities internationally who are looking at this problem. And our public report shows that morph detection remains a very challenging problem, which has solidified the case for better processes and procedures to try and mitigate this issue using live trusted enrollment, for example. You know, the elimination of print and scan photos, which is known to sort of be problematic when it comes to being able to detect morphing artifacts. And then the use of centralized databases for user vetting.
An is part of a team that conducts testing of face recognition on an international scale. She's been able to collaborate with research and operational groups around the world. One of those collaborations was with a U.S. government group that investigates cases involving child exploitation. The work includes rescuing children and arresting perpetrators. That brings us to An's proudest accomplishment in biometrics.
We wanted to assess whether tools like face recognition would be able to help the analyst in their day-to-day workflow. So we had stood up a testing capability at the U.S. government facility, which housed the imagery. And then we ran a public evaluation where we invited the face recognition community to submit algorithms that might work on identifying faces of children under extremely challenging conditions. The U.S. government group that we worked with has since started taking steps towards incorporating face recognition into their processes as an investigative tool. And we, NIST, continue to test state-of-the-art face recognition algorithms on their data on an ongoing basis. So I've got children of my own, and I can say that I am quite proud to be able to make a small contribution to that mission.
NIST computer scientist Mei An is recognized as one of 5 Women in Biometrics Award winners for 2020. Secure ID News has again teamed up with SIA, the Security Industry Association, to present the awards. The winners will be honored during a virtual presentation during the SIA Gov Summit in June. Check back for more profiles of our winners. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Secure ID News podcast.